Thanks for joining us here on Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com, and have a really wonderful show for all of you today, because I get the chance to go ahead and, you know, peel the behind the curtain and break that fourth wall to talk about a new radio show that Cannabis Radio is set to launch, groundbreaking in the world of psychedelics. And in general, as a network, you know, when I get to go and do a lot of work behind the scenes of having guests on, we've had quite a bit in the last year where we've had, you know, quite a few guests on other channels talking about the space and how it parallels quite a bit the direction that cannabis has been over the last decade. And in the last 7 years, this network has been in existence. And it's only right that we also follow something that in a very much ways a treatment and also extremely effective. We're going to talk all about that with my guests. First of all, as president and founder and brand ambassador, respectively, of Myself Wellness, my next guests, they lead, my next guest initially, first, one of them leads management and operations for a ketamine clinic in Bonita Springs, Florida, ensuring employees, partners, and customers alike experience the highest level of support and assistance. They're hosting a new show here on Cannabis Radio, aiming to bring light and destigmatize the use of psychedelic medicines and really incite a paradigm shift. And those hosts are of Psychedelic Radio, which you'll be hearing here very soon on Cannabis Radio. I'm here with the president and founder of Myself Wellness, Christina Thomas, and brand ambassador, Charles Patty. Thank you both for being on.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us, Brasco. We appreciate it.
I'm so excited to be here.
We've had the chance to already put a couple of shows together. I don't make it a big deal to say this on Blunt Business, but yes, I do a lot of production behind the scenes. I just don't make a big point of saying who I'm the host here. You probably know who it is by now, but either which way, I've gotten to work with both of you so far in the last few weeks getting this put together. I love it. It's been a very smooth ride so far, and I know it was just that initial ice-breaking moment when we did rehearsal, and then off to the races. I'm telling you, I'm not getting paid to go into this. You have to listen to this show. You have to listen and get this story, the chemistry, the stories, the information. It's, you're going to feel relatability. You're going to feel a comfort learning so much here. And this is not being pushed. We're not, this, the approach, the format, it's wonderful. And I can't wait for listeners that will, I want to make sure you go ahead, once the show's put up there, bookmark it on Cannabis Radio. You're going to find the page there coming soon. And then once the first episodes are published, make sure to subscribe, Apple, Amazon, Spotify, wherever you find this show, you'll find the show as well for Psychedelic Radio. Now, to start off, Christine, let me start with you. Now, you told Authority Magazine you are, quote, on a mission to share the restorative benefits of ketamine with anyone suffering from mental, emotional, and physical distress. Opening your doors 1 week before COVID-19 in 2020, Myself Wellness has stood as a beacon of hope and healing to anyone suffering from mental health issues, end quote. So talk to me about the level of restorative benefits you've seen from patients and the expectations you see going forward.
Yeah. People just come in and they have no color, no life, no energy left in their bodies. And as they go through the series of their initial loading dose, they start to become alive again. Their faces start to glow. Everything about them as an individual starts to change. And I just think that that transformation in itself is so powerful and just so beautiful, because I mean, I haven't seen anything like that before. And it's not just one person, it's almost everybody.
Wow.
And it's a powerful feeling, and it's a really gratifying feeling. And just what we do every day is just we're changing people's lives. We're giving them hope, and we're giving them something back. We're giving them even something for the first time that they've never had before.
And you always hear where various patients, when your conventional doctor, your conventional medicines are not effective. And there's always a talk about, you know, for those that take the risk of alternative treatments. But you yourselves, you make the point, and we know people within our own circles that have gone through the treatments, seen the effect. There's testimonial after testimonial after testimonial praising the fact that this treatment is working.
Yeah, it's working.
And that's what we need to go ahead and make a point of, is the stigma that has, people always have a certain thing when it comes to cannabis, that same, a very similar and likely, you know, raising his head stigma, it goes to psychedelics as well. And that's unfortunate, yeah. But that's what we want to break through that barrier, shut that down, crack the shell open, and let people really experience. That's what the show is going to be about. Now, Charlie,
go ahead. No, I was just going to say, you know, everything that they put us on in conventional medication is, it's just a Band-Aid. And what we're doing here is we're getting to the root cause of why people are suffering.
Yeah.
And it's not even so much where certain therapies, okay, let's talk it through. Let's give you some, let's give you something that will help to ease, or it might help. But it's like you said, you know, there are industries, of course, in the medical industry, I'm going to say this, that obviously want to keep you as a patient, lifelong patient, yeah. Whatever they can do to get you to the office, get you on the insurance. There's so many different ways you're being attacked for their profit. That's what it is. Yeah. It's for profit. And as long as they can keep profiting off of you. Now, Charles, yeah. We actually, before we got even to this, it was back when I did a grassroots marketing episode with you, when you were speaking at Cannadelic in Miami in February. And at the time, your team had just released the documentary Lighter, A Ketamine Experience. I would tell you, go back and listen to that interview. Go look for it at Grassroots Marketing. You're here on Cannabis Radio, look for the page and listen to that interview, because it was really, we went 20 minutes there and we got really in depth in the documentary. I really love what you were saying about that. But I want to just get back and recall that story again, because you shared your story and we got an inside look at the clinic and what you do. Talk to me about the feedback and the lack of a learning curve there that you and the team are up against when you had that speaking session at Cannadelic, and going forward, being up front for myself wellness.
Well, you know, I think that the one thing about ketamine that's really it's a harder point for us right now is really breaking the taboos and stigmas associated with the medication. There's a lot of lack of knowledge out there about what it is. You know, we'll frequently hear like, isn't that a horse tranquilizer, or you know, isn't that a club drug called Special K? And the answer to both of those questions is yes, it is actually, you know, it is so safe that they do use it on animals. And unfortunately, it was abused in the club scene as a club drug called Special K. But when used for the therapeutic value, this medication is, like Christina said, just completely changing people's lives for the better. You know, anything can be misused, anything can be abused, but it's the intention that you're putting forth behind taking these kind of medications. You know, if I go to a club and I snort a line of Special K or ketamine and go dance on the floor, am I really going to get any benefit or therapeutic value of the medication? No. But when I come in with the intention of healing and put a blackout mask on and use this as a tool for meditation, you know, if through the course of 6 treatments, people can achieve anywhere from 5 to 10 years worth of talk therapy at our facility. These medications, you know, psychedelic compounds, but ketamine especially, in my eyes, ketamine is one of the most valuable tools out of all of them. And it's because it's actually not classified as a psychedelic. It's a dissociative. It's a dissociative anesthetic by trait. And there's something very magical about when people get into a disassociated state, because it really allows people to bring the blocks down that are holding past repressed traumas, so they can really process, release, and let go of these traumatic experiences and move forward on their healing journeys.
And also, I'm going to reiterate this in the next break, but ketamine is an FDA-approved medication.
100%.
Bar none. That is fact. Grounded in, that's all there is to be said about that. But, you know, yeah, listen, anything can be abused. Anything can be used if it's not being professionally administered. But in the environment that you're providing at Myself Wellness, you're giving it where it's the right amount of treatment. You're giving the right environment for that treatment to work best. And then the most important thing, too, is that, and we're going to talk about this coming up after the break, is the effects and the long-term viability of what you get from the treatments. And that's across the board. And people need to be able to have that information. I remember not too long ago, I actually looked at a story where the former president of GoDaddy, he wants to go ahead and he's putting money into it because he believes that psychedelics can heal trauma. And he's putting money on it. And he made it a point, and I forget how much money he put into it, but just saying that's what he wants to do. And that's the idea. People are behind this right now. The movement is here, and there's some really amazing people that we're going to hear about on your show, which we're going to talk about more about after the break, to share their stories. And you're going to find out. Listen, it's always about word of mouth. It's always about who do you learn from someone that you feel integrity, you feel trust in, you believe in. Well, that's what we're going to have here. And that's what I know is the best way to go when it comes to a show like this and what you're doing at Myself Wellness. Coming back after the break, I want to talk about, we want to go ahead and educate you on psychedelics, on everything across the board, because the plan of the show is to not just talk about the ketamine treatment, but to explore everything in psychedelics and learn from other people what they're doing, experts and other patients, and learn what is going on with this treatment across the board. We'll talk about that here. I'm again with Christina Thomas and Charles Patty of Myself Wellness in Bonita Springs, Florida. They're the new host of Psychedelic Radio here on Cannabis Radio, coming very soon. And if you are catching this just down the line, the show is already out. Look for it. Subscribe to it. Apple, Amazon, Spotify, or look for it here on Cannabis Radio off the top. We'll be right back after a short break.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Welcome back to Blunt Business. I'm here with Christina Thomas, president and founder, and Charles Patty, brand ambassador of Myself Wellness and the hosts of the new...
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9-1, while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Psychedelic radio series here on Cannabis Radio. So I want to take from the bluntness.com. They put a review on psychedelics. They wrote this: drug policy begs to be reformed throughout the globe as perceptions change and stigmas erase, preparing people for a long overdue renaissance that reexamines the way we look at hallucinogens. The psychedelic community is leading the charge for this reform, educating people on substances like MDMA, psilocybin, LSD, ketamine, and the powerfully transformative effect that they have on a person's life, or they can have on a person's life. So as I mentioned before the break, ketamine is currently the only FDA-approved legal psychedelic medication. With Psychedelic Radio, I want to ask both of you, talk to me about what you look to explore along with the listeners about the whole spectrum of psychedelics, this exploration you want to make.
So I think that all of the different compounds have some amazing healing benefits to them. And we're really excited to work more with these other compounds when they do go through FDA approval. You know, Rick Doblin from MAPS is really pushing to have MDMA, FDA approved so we can use it for PTSD. And the compounds like, you know, LSD and psilocybin mushrooms and all of these different psychedelic compounds have some very profound healing benefits to them in many different ways. You know, like MDMA can really open someone's heart and make them more loving and get them to feel more of a connection with other people. I personally healed with MDMA and psilocybin mushrooms and DMT, ketamine. And, you know, I had a lot of very spiritual experiences from these compounds as well. You know, people are microdosing psilocybin and they're having amazing results with depression and things to that effect. So, you know, we're really excited. I mean, I know I am, and I know Christina is as well, to have people have broader access to these medicines, because the current pharmaceutical medications out there, like Christina had mentioned before the break, are just a Band-Aid. It's not getting to the root issues. And then the problem is they start losing their effectiveness, and then I'm stuck taking the medication every day for the rest of my life, and I'm not getting any of the results or the relief I'm looking for.
Yeah, and I really think that ketamine is undervalued. I mean, it's here now and it is doing, you know, it's causing profound changes in people's lives. And I think that we should look at what we have and try to work with that medicine the best that we can.
I completely agree with what Christina just said, you know, and like, I really want people to understand this and take it into consideration. Is I'm very, you know, happy and interested in all of these other compounds going through FDA approval. But what people don't realize is that we have something here right now that is FDA approved. It's been FDA approved since 1970. It's the safest, least toxic anesthetic on the market. It's so safe that they use it on children for surgeries. And the thing is that it is causing people to have profound psychedelic experiences. If anybody out there is familiar with DMT or ayahuasca, DMT is the main psychoactive ingredient in ayahuasca. These intramuscular shots of ketamine are sending people basically into like an hour long DMT trip, or very relatable to them.
I think you have to preface it though, because not everybody is doing the same thing. So you can't go to a ketamine clinic and expect that you're going to have a profound psychedelic experience. You really have to vet a clinic and look for one, you know, like Myself Wellness, that is truly specialized in getting people into these disassociated psychedelic states.
There's a very big difference in just your regular typical ketamine therapy and psychedelic ketamine therapy. The dosing protocols are different. A lot of the ways to administer the medication are different to get people into these, like Christina said, disassociated or psychedelic experiences. Right. So, you know, it is very important to vet places and make sure that they're actually offering psychedelic therapy. We've had conversations with people where they've gone to, you know, other ketamine treatment facilities and they never had a profound experience. And then they would come to Myself Wellness, and after their first treatment, they're like, okay, I didn't experience anything like that where I went last time. So you really need to, you know, vet the places and make sure that they're well versed in psychedelic therapy.
So there was a series we were doing called Cannabis Radio Live. We were doing a Facebook Live series. It was only for about 13 weeks, just to give it a test out. And one of the stories I go back to, and this is as far back as the research I go, is I remember going back to February of this year, and it was right after Cannadelic, and I just started researching, just started reading through. And I looked for one story, and I saw a study pop up about how psychedelics can alter a person's core metaphysical beliefs for as long as 6 months after use. So you're talking about not the daily administration of treatment, that you go ahead and have this, and then it just stays. And the effects last a long time. And it was a study that took, it was from King's College in London. And they did a study, and I think it was about 900 subjects that were given placebos, or were given treatment, and they were using psilocybin, ayahuasca, and DMT. And they, you know, had people from different areas of the world, and they were studying all these different metaphysical beliefs when it comes to physicalism, materialism, idealism, and dualism, free will, and determinism. And they said, again, up to 6 months, some of these patients were able to go through this, these test subjects. They went through this and felt that, and it changed into it was all positive across the board down the line. That's, when I read that, I said, look, this is game-changing. But we haven't heard, you hear things here and there about it. I mean, it was only last year or the year before we had some of our programming talking about ayahuasca and doing the ceremonies, but not anything like this. And not that we now have studies that are out there. I mean, at the moment, I want to bring this up now because there has been studies going on for 2 decades. I don't even know about that either, just upon starting to talk about this. So I want to talk about the research that's being done about this. Smithsonian Magazine wrote an article about the past, present, and future of using ketamine to treat depression. This was so comprehensive. I want to just take one passage real quick. In 2000, a team at Yale School of Medicine published the first randomized controlled trial to demonstrate ketamine's antidepressant effects, led by John Crystal, who's now the chair of the school's psychiatry department. The researchers showed that a single sub-anesthetic dose, less than what would be given for anesthesia, of ketamine improved depression, and in some cases led to a near complete recovery in less than 24 hours. Let me read that again. Improved depression, and in some cases led to a near complete recovery in less than 24 hours. I'm not saying everybody's going to be, but that right there from this school, that's reputable, Ivy League school doing this. They went on to write that, quote, researchers have a good sense of where ketamine first binds in the higher brain centers to affect cognitive and emotional functioning. But as with many drugs, the specific mechanisms by which it exerts its effects remain more mysterious. Researchers also think that ketamine may also be able to reverse the damage to the connections between brain cells caused by chronic stress. This may be why its antidepressant, the antidepressant effects seem to last longer over consecutive doses and suggests that it could help protect against depression relapse. We know how many people that are out there, millions of people that are dealing with depression, anxiety, and stress every day. So, Charles and Christina, I pose this to you. Talk to me about what you've seen about the treatments administered to treat depression, and more broadly, what are some of the areas that ketamine treatment have been found effective? What are specific targeted things that are being looked at that ketamine treatment can actually help with?
So, as far as depression, you know, it's amazing. What happens through the course of life is like our neural pathways get damaged in our brain whenever we've had any kind of traumatic experiences or even just through the course of life. And when the neurons are trying to flow through these pathways, they actually start to bounce off the walls, which can cause depression, anxiety, PTSD, and a string of other things. The ketamine, unlike other typical medications out there, is actually going in and it can physiologically remap and restructure these neural pathways. It's actually spouting something called new dendrites also, which is causing new neuroplasticity or new neural connections in the brain. The thing about the depression treatments with ketamine is, though, is people can feel the real healing benefits within 24 hours, but it's the accumulative effect of the medicine. And that's why we do 6 treatments at Myself Wellness. Mm-hmm. It's usually, you know, people will feel the relief within 24 hours and then they might have a little bit of a rebound, but it's usually around after the 3rd treatment in the course of the treatments that people, it sticks and they start to feel really amazing. And then by the time people have gone through all 6 of their treatments, it's a complete game changer. They're like an unrecognizable version of the person that first came through the door. Now for suicidal ideation, though, this treatment can literally take people straight out of it in the first treatment that they have. Wow. We had a veteran that came to our facility and he sat down with us and said, listen, if this doesn't work for me, I'm going to end my life. I can't go like this anymore. And I'm like, just trust the process, work with us, and let's get you through this. After his first treatment, I sat in the room with the gentleman and I said, so listen, how was it? And he goes, I turned into a bird. And he goes, and I was flying over the landscape. It was so beautiful. And then he goes, and I don't know how to explain it, but everything's connected. The answer is love. And I don't want to hurt myself anymore. And that was after his first treatment.
Oh my God. That's amazing. You know, in my dreams, sometimes I do get that feeling where I'm flying myself. And I think in that same vein, you kind of get that kind of that subconscious feeling about it when you're asleep, when you're just in your subconscious or not, you know, everything is just in sleep mode. And when you're putting somebody into this treatment and you're getting them in here, like it's almost like a transient state. And there's all this work where your mind is just getting reworked or restructured, and the infrastructure of the nervous system, your cerebral cortex, all that's just kind of getting rewired. Is that kind of like the same idea?
Yeah. So it's causing that new neuroplasticity, but it's not just helping people on a physiological level. They're actually, sometimes they're able to go back and see a past traumatic experience, watch it from a third party perspective, mm-hmm. release it and let it go, so it no longer affects them.
You know, Dr. Michelle Weiner actually talked about this as well, where our brain is like a snow globe, and it has like all this snow, and think of the snow as like our disorganized thoughts. Right. And when people get into a disassociated state, it allows the snow or the disorganized thoughts to settle. It's basically like when we go into this, you know, therapeutic dreamlike state. And then when the medicine starts to wear off, everything's getting organized while it's in this disassociated state. And then when the brain goes like back online and reboots, it organizes all these disorganized thoughts. So it's like, you know, it's like a mental reset. I tell our clients, it's like a control alt delete for the right. old disorganized, you know, uncomfortable, depressed, you know, scenario that you're going through. And it really allows, you know, people to put a new program of positive living and healthy lifestyle changes and meditation into place.
And also, to me, I feel like this, compared to conventional therapy, your psychiatrist, psychologist, listen, great people, don't get me wrong, but when you have to go through the trouble of all the sessions to go ahead and talk your way through, put yourself in a place of comfort just to get yourself to this, meanwhile, this right here, you're not having anybody trying to persuade you, push you forward. It's in your brain. It's whatever's going to come to your mind. So if you're going to go through something that was post-traumatic, something that was very, whatever that might be, you're confronting it. It's not where some therapist might you know, maybe there's a feeling that some people need to regress all these thoughts. Instead, here, you're going to get to confront them because they don't go away. Those, they become memories, whatever it is. You're going to confront those memories. They're going to be vivid in your mind, and this is going to bring that out so you can confront it. Like you said, third party, you're looking at it from, like you said, a camera that's looking at the actual situation, almost like a movie. Yep. And then you could just look at it and make better sense or find a way just to have a better understanding when you look back at it again to not judge people. Because I've heard recently, like, about when it comes to healing, you know, it's, you want to be able to go ahead and be able to be in acceptance of what's happened to you, not try to change who you are to something better that you think you're going to be better.
Well, you know,
that's 100% right. And we always joke that, well, we don't joke, but we always tell people when they have a difficult time, you know, with an experience, we always tell them that sometimes the ketamine gives you what you need and not so much what you want.
Right.
We're like an onion. And we have all these layers that need to be peeled away. And every time you do another treatment, it peels another layer of the onion away until you get to the core of who you truly are, which is love. You know, I think that when you talked earlier about the study that they did out of the UK as well, you know, for in a psycho-spiritual sense, this medication is giving people hope again. We have people having divine experiences at the facility on a daily basis. You know, once you have an experience where you have something happen to you like that, it makes life very magical again. And it really, you know, it gives you more hope that it's not such a doom and gloom scenario. And I think that's really important for people to have these, you know, profound psychedelic healing experiences where, you know, like we have people saying that they meet God sometimes during their treatments.
Yeah.
Or sometimes people will need closure with, you know, a death that they've had in the family, and people will say they speak to a deceased relative during their treatments. You know, we've been programmed and we don't even realize it, but like we stuff things in our subconscious where, you know, we're told not to show any emotions because emotions make you weak and just keep moving forward and don't deal with things. And then we're, you know, stuffed in the back of our subconscious and we don't even realize it. And then we're suffering from depression and anxiety and we can't figure out why we're suffering so badly. And that's where the magic of the disassociation comes again. It sometimes will help people process things that they don't even know is holding them back that they've gone through.
And in the treatment, it's not somebody else persuading you. It's not like the medicine is, the treatment is actually making you think of everything. It's in your head. You're thinking about it. It came up because your brain thought that up. To bring that back up, recall that memory, whatever tragic memory it might be, or whatever kind of sadness, or whatever kind of thing that brings that depression to you. It's going to come up front because it's there. And so it's, you're healing yourself. It's in that same way. Whatever you had in your mind, you know, and then you have nothing that can hold you back from being able to go ahead and heal yourself from it, if that's where it comes down to. This is what's fascinating about what this show's going to be about. Like, I love where I haven't said, I'm pretty sure I said this, but you have both incredible chemistry. This, just talking about this, I mean, it's, I love where we're going. I love where the direction of the show's going to be and what this is, because I don't think, you know, there's a lot of podcasts out there. I mean, how many are they doing where it's life-changing and you're learning about something that's going to make you better quality of life? You know, there's some people that are out there just for completely whatever they're going to do. And it's like, we're going to get real information out. We're going to hear patient testimonials. And we're going to get first-person accounts. And it's all on who you hear that's going to tell us about it. The experts, the patients, psychedelic radio. Look for it right now, cannabisradio.com. And, of course, also want to make sure to go ahead and mention the website for My Self Wellness. It's myselfwellness.center. And you can also follow the clinic on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Wanted to make sure to point that out. Next, here on Blunt Business, I want to ask about, you know, the state of where psychedelics is right now. Because, obviously, in the cannabis space, we know where we have, 38, 39 states now with medical use. And I think it's now up to 10 for adult use. But in the psychedelic space, where are we at that right now? We're going to break down what the state of psychedelics is right now in legalization terms. Here on Blunt Business, I'm here again with Christina Thomas and Charles Patty with Myself Wellness and Psychedelic Radio. We're going to be back after a short break.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
I am back with final questions here with Christina Thomas. who is president and founder and Charles Patty brand ambassador of Myself Wellness based in Bonita Springs, Florida. And they're hosts now of our new series on Cannabis Radio called Psychedelic Radio. I highly implore you, you have to listen to this show. 30 minutes out of your day, and it's just going to make you feel good. And it's because you're going to find what they're doing, what they're talking about, is what's making people feel better. Taking away all the stress and all the things that are going on around the world. Like, the world's not perfect. We know that. And people want to have something to feel good about. That's what you're going to feel right now with this show. Once you go ahead and subscribe to it, I hope you do. I highly suggest it. 100% behind this show. This is going to be great. And I want the world to know about this show. And I want everybody to get a chance to listen to this show and find out how much good is going to come from it. Now, so Cannabis Radio just recently, we just celebrated 7 years on the air. And we've been following the progress, or lack thereof, in drug policy reform. And we've seen state by state go to medical or adult use. But now let's talk about psychedelics. Where are psychedelics in the mix? So we already know ketamine is an FDA-approved medication. And there are places where you can get treatment for that. But let's go and talk specifically. In 2023, Oregon will be the first state with widely legalized psychedelics. That's after they passed in the election, I think it was in 2020. And then several local governments in the United States, including Ann Arbor, Michigan, Denver, Colorado, Detroit, Michigan, Oakland, California, Santa Cruz, California, and Washtenaw County in Massachusetts, and Washington, D.C., have followed suit, decriminalizing that and related drugs amid a so-called, quote-unquote, psychedelic renaissance. So, Charles and Christina, what do you think about the psychedelic industry, and what do you see a very similar road in terms of legalization for psychedelics for the rest of the country?
I definitely, you know, I definitely see that's the direction that we're headed in. You know, in a way, psychedelics, like especially with ketamine, it's different than cannabis because it is FDA approved. So it's federally legal and can be used medicinally and prescribed by a doctor like that. But the thing is that I see that with these compounds and their healing and the capability of that there is to heal people, that this is just going to keep on moving forward and moving forward. We did have the decriminalization of a lot of these medicines that are happening in all of the states that you had mentioned. And I see that that's great that they're being decriminalized. I think it's really important for these compounds to go through an FDA approval so we can really have them on a nationwide access rather than state by state. But I do see that things are headed in the right direction, and I think it's really exciting. You know, this isn't just about mental health in a lot of ways. I mean, it is, but I have a feeling that these, you know, compounds are really going to transform humanity and head us in a completely different direction than what we've been headed up to until this point. Yeah. They're bringing people together and they're uniting people and they're healing, you know, generational trauma that people have gone through. So we're not going to be passing it on to our future generations. And, you know, I can't really love other people until I truly love myself. It's just the way that we're wired. And what psychedelics actually did for me, and they're doing for a lot of other people I know, is they gave me the ability to actually love myself enough to really want to change my life and start healing myself. And when we're having a wave of that happening, it's going to be a beautiful direction to head into.
Yeah. Just as the MDMA should be going through in 2023, for FDA approval, and then following through in 2025 psilocybin.
Yeah, it should be. We're hoping for 2023 for the MDMA, and then psilocybin should follow suit after that. You know, a lot of these compounds that they're actually going to be putting through FDA approval, though, will be like analogs. It will be a chemical compound that mirrors these, you know, compounds like, you know, psilocybin mushrooms. It will be a compound that mirrors psilocybin. I do know that they're actually setting up a lot of churches throughout the country as well, though, where people can actually seek out plant medicine ceremonies, which I think is really exciting stuff as well. You know, people need broader access to these medicines. People need to be able to do them without the fear of them being incarcerated for having these medicines and using them for the therapeutic value. And I think it's a really exciting time for this.
And what I want more than anything to continue to go ahead and push forward where, unlike other places, we're getting a chance to see where FDA can actually just, if it's approved medications, we're moving forward. It's not like, it's not the same route that cannabis has to go. It's much different. Plus, I've made the point about the level of institutions, educational institutions, or medical institutions that are working on this now. I mentioned Yale School of Medicine, but you know who else is doing a lot of this as well? Johns Hopkins. And there's a lot that's being said where they have a Center for Psychedelic and Consciousness Research, and they're exploring treatments using psilocybin. And there's just, and by the way, backed by $17 million of funding, real money being put into learning about psychedelics for illness and wellness, developing new treatments, and expanding research in healthy volunteers, with the ultimate aspiration of opening new ways to support human thriving. This is inspiring. It's ambitious. And, I mean, I really believe psychedelics is going to move ahead of cannabis at some point because of what's going to be out there. I mean, their support is a groundswell. And the road to get there is not as long and as treacherous and as tedious as cannabis has been. And that's the best part. So, yeah. I really love where things are going to go. I love that we had this right now at the right time. This show's coming into play. And I think I can't wait for this conversation to continue porting over to Psychedelic Radio. I know you both are going to be great vessels to put this information out there for everybody and get some great stories from some people that have really seen benefits and long-lasting effects or overall game-changing effects with the treatments that you're doing there at Myself Wellness. Again, website is myselfwellness.center. And real quickly before we wrap things up, talk to me about the center and just break it down for people that would be interested to make the trip, whether they're coming from another state or they're in the state of Florida, about why they should go ahead and visit your clinic and what you're able to provide.
I think, you know, for our clinic especially, every single person that works at our facility, it's our purpose to do what we're doing. It's our purpose to help people heal. We all are very well versed in psychedelic medicines, and we've all actually gone through the ketamine treatments ourselves. We have an amazing team where, you know, our psychiatrist has been a psychiatrist for over 60 years, a meditator for over 50 years. He was friends with Ram Dass and like Timothy Leary. His name is Dr. Andrew Ferber. He's amazing, you know, and we really hold people's hands through the process of this entire, you know, entire
journey
in their healing journey. And we're really here to support people. We do have local Airbnbs and hotels for people to stay in if they are going to be flying in. And we've had people do that before, but you know, we really care.
Yeah. We really care. And we really take a hand holding approach, to really just help you as much we can. We teach you about meditation, healthy lifestyle changes. We guide you. We're never going to tell you like, this is what you have to do. You're broken and this is how we're going to fix you. No, we're going to hold your hand and we're going to tell you what worked in our own lives. And if that resonates with you and you feel like you can do that too, then that's what we want to get out of it. You know, and you were saying before is that, you know, a lot of clinics just string you along and people just are out to get your money. And we always joke, like, we don't want to see you again. If we see you at the grocery store or we see you out to dinner, that's amazing. But we're here to truly help you and right. to truly make the changes in your life. So that way you can do it on your own and you can live a more full, holistic life.
We're here to empower people yeah. on their healing journeys.
Like, I'd rather people not feel victimized. I'd rather they feel like they survived and they've overcome and they can move forward with life. Let's make people yeah. happy. That's yeah. what the show is going to be. Yeah.
That's exactly what the point is that we need to realize that everything that we went through led up to the moment that we're in now. And then we, you know, we heal ourselves and then we give back and we, you know, help pull other people up. You know, and I think that's what the real point of everything is to go through what we have to go through to get to where we're going so we can be of service to humanity and give hope to other people, be that light at the end of the tunnel, you know, actually show people that they are the light at the end of the tunnel.
And that they have everything inside of them that they need.
Yeah.
So please make sure to follow Charles and Christina on this journey with Psychedelic Radio here on Cannabis Radio. And again, find it wherever you find podcasts. Apple, Amazon, Spotify. Make sure you rate and review not just your show, but also this show. That's very important to get the word across. We'll get episodes up right away and just really catch the ongoing story and chronicle what's going on here. This is going to be such an important show, and I'm so glad Cannabis Radio got the green light to go and put this show together. I'm so glad we're getting to do this. Thank you both for being on the show. I really appreciate it, and we'll definitely keep in touch. We'll have to have you back on, and we'll get some progress on how the show's going.
Thank you.
Amazing. Thank you so much for having us, Brasco.
So again, I have been here with Christina Thomas, president and founder of Myself Wellness, and Charles Patty, brand ambassador for Myself Wellness, and the hosts of Psychedelic Radio here on Cannabis Radio. Thanks for listening for another Blunt Business, as you always do. Again, like, share, subscribe, follow the show. And if you want to go ahead and recommend any guests or any topics for the program, reach out to me, Brasco, Brasco, at CannabisRadio.com, and we'll talk to you next time. The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast, republication, or retransmission of this program without proper consent is prohibited.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.